Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Tuesday, December 18th, 2018. We have 28 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. Whether we will see any of them coming and going in the river is, wow, probably unlikely. I'm looking at marinetraffic.com, which is a great website. You can get a glimpse of right where we are on the Columbia by going to my website, shipreport.net. At the very bottom of the page, there's a field there in the website where you can, it has the local area on marinetraffic.com. And I'm looking at it right now, and I'm seeing four ships kind of circling around out there. It's a website that shows you in real time the positions of ships, and there are little boat-shaped icons on the screen that show you where the vessels are in real time. They have transmitters on board that send signals to satellites. And so there are four vessels out there. They are moving around rather slowly. I don't know whether one of them seems to be sort of heading towards the mouth of the river, but it's kind of hard to tell. I would say that judging by what happened yesterday when we did have a couple of vessels come in at slack water, right now the tide is just about high, if my tidal information is correct. So that means that this is slack water when the tide is turning and the turbulence at the mouth of the river kind of, you know, it might subside a little bit. And, this is all very safety-oriented stuff. If the bar pilots decide that they have a ship that is strong enough to come in, the conditions have abated a bit out there, they might bring a ship in. But right now, the Columbia River Bar is on red status. If you go to ColumbiaRiverBarPilots.com and look on their website, you'll see there's a little field there on the left-hand side of the website that tells you what the status of the bar is. And it can either be on green, yellow, or red. When it's on red, it's rare to see a ship come and go because the conditions are just so bad. And the reasons for that is that the sea heights, the wind has been just howling out there. The wind heights are high. I mean, the wind heights are high, and also the wind speed is high, and the sea heights are high. When the seas get over 20 feet, as I've said many times, it tends to be just the end of ship traffic and vessel traffic coming and going. So let's take a look at bar closures, river bar closures, where waterways along the Oregon and Washington coast meet the sea. They're all pretty much in a state of kind of lockdown this morning. Gray's Harbor is closed to recreational and uninspected passenger vessels. And this is a restriction that the Coast Guard commonly issues when conditions get difficult. That means that recreational boats and small charter vessels are generally uninspected passenger vessels. Are prohibited from crossing those areas because as smaller vessels, they are just not seaworthy enough to handle the difficult conditions. So that's happening with Gray's Harbor. Yaquina Bay down the coast a bit from Astoria is also under that recreational and uninspected passenger vessels restriction, which means that commercial fishing boats and things like that can still come and go. On the Columbia River Bar, the Tillamook Bay Bar, and the Depot Bay Bar, areas where rivers and waterways open into the ocean, those are all under captain of the port closures from the Air Station Astoria, which is the captain of the port for our region. I just interviewed him the other day, and I'm hoping that if the weather would calm down a minute, I can start that interview for you later this week, talking about the Coast Guard. But at any rate, there's a determination made by the captain of the port about the condition of these bars. And this morning, it's really not a good idea to be going in and out of the ocean anywhere along any of these places. So we have 28 vessels. Boy, the ship schedule is just going to keep getting larger every day because ships are going to want to come in, and they're also going to want to leave. And so by the time the weather calms down, all of the outbound vessels are delayed until at least noontime, and they're all kind of on an estimated basis. The inbounders are all on weather permitting. The ships that are in various anchorages can move around in the river because they're not having all those weather problems. Now, what's the weather like? Well, the marine weather forecast, we have weather coming to us from out in the ocean. If there's a great app called it's not windy.com. If you have a smartphone, you can get the Windy app. And it shows you, you can look at the Pacific, and it shows you the storms just coming one after another at our area, which is pretty much what happens at this time of year. But we have, in our regular forecast, we have seas predicted to 20 feet to 22 feet on Wednesday night, on 30 feet on Thursday. So this is out in the ocean just offshore here. So the only time in the forecast that the sea state goes below 15 feet, below 20 feet, is on Friday when combined seas are expected to be 15 feet. Now, if there is that much of a break in the wave action, swells. Maybe we'll see some ships coming and going then. But if you look at the high seas forecast, so we always can say that offshore in these storms, it's going to be worse than it is close up in general. Generally speaking, all the things can get really difficult off the mouth of the Columbia there in that area where it's shallow and the river is pouring into the ocean. There's a lot of turbulence created there. But they're offshore. There's a gale warning. This is, say, 200 miles offshore. Storm force winds. Seas are getting up toward the end of the week to 35 feet. So that's what the ships that are coming and going here are dealing with before they get to us. So that's why when the weather's bad and mariners get to come into the river and rest, like those ships sit out in the anchorage, it must be such a relief to them because the ships are bouncing around. The ships that come to us, we get quite a few car carriers coming in here with those very high sides. Those ships have an awful lot of wind resistance, windage, and boy, do they bounce around. From what I have heard from people who have served on them, they rock and roll out there and they bounce around and it just is an uncomfortable ride. So you get people who are just pretty exhausted when they finally do make it here along that great circle route. Because if you do look at the weather in the Pacific, those storms pretty much follow the great circle route from, say, Japan, where many of our ships come from, so all the way up to the Aleutians and down the coast here. That's the storms track in the same general area as the Great Circle Route, so it can be really difficult. So let's look at winds. I had some just incredible winds last night. Cape Disappointment, 68 miles per hour. Cape Mears, 87 miles per hour. Here in Astoria, I assume that's at the airport, 65 miles per hour. Cape Mears, 65. On the Central Oregon coast at Cape Foulweather, 90 mile per hour winds. Yaquina Bay Bridge registered 79 miles per hour. And at Mount Hebo, 85 miles per hour. So, holy smokes, that's a lot. That is a lot of wind. Now, we've been very lucky. There aren't any power outages to speak of. One occasional here and there. But I guess all that infrastructure that got fixed in 2007 when that big storm blew here through here has made us pretty resilient. So if you go to the beach, I kind of have ranted about this bit on my blog on the Ship Report website. And people going to the beach to storm watch, I know people will do it. If you're going to do that, just be careful. They always say stay out of the surf zone. Well, just keep in mind that if you're at the beach at high tide, waves are coming in, there's storm surge. The surf zone may be the entire beach. I mean, there may be no safe place for you to go. So be savvy. Go to Cape Disappointment where you can get high up above the waves and watch the waves there. You can go to Akola Beach, Akola State Park in Cannon Beach. You can go up on the hills in Cannon Beach. You know, arrange yourself so that you're looking down on the water so that a sneaker wave with a log in it can't come up and kill you. This does happen, and I don't want that to happen to you. So just exercise caution. I know it's really fun. Storm watching is really fun. I love it too, but just be careful out there. So that's kind of what's happening with our ships. There are ships waiting and for the weather to get better. So I'll keep you posted tomorrow. You've been listening to the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.